The summer of 2012 was certainly a scorcher, with forest fires blazing across the western United States.
That's for sure. To humans, wildfires are often scary and dangerous. If you were a lodgepole pine cone, though, you would be eagerly awaiting the blazing heat of those flames.
Really? How come lodgepole pine cones like fire so much?
Well, when lodgepole pines grow, especially in areas that are prone to forest fires, their cones are tightly sealed. A layer of resin and woody tissue sticks the cone scales together. The seeds are locked in tight, and the cones can't open unless they're exposed to very high temperatures, the type of temperatures that fire provides.
I see. So what you're saying is that lodgepole pine trees have serotonous cones?
Exactly. Serotonous is a scientific term for a seed that requires an environmental trigger in order to be released. For the lodgepole pine, that trigger is heat. And since big fires don't come along very often, those well-sealed pine cones have to be extremely patient. They can hang out on the tree branches for several years, waiting for enough heat to open them up.
That's amazing. So if multiple years' worth of cones can accumulate, then a lot of new pine trees sure must sprout up after a fire.
You bet. Lodgepole pines are famous for colonizing post-fire landscapes. The seeds love the carbon-rich soil that fire leaves behind, and seedlings pop up almost immediately. They grow into dense stands of trees, and before you know it, there's a whole new crop of serotonous cones waiting in anticipation for the next fire to blaze through.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.